Moncrief on News Talk.
Jamie Oliver has before opined that kids should be involved in food preparation, but his latest pronouncement is that it should start as young as two. Has he met a two-year-old? Gina Daly is a chef, author and mother. Afternoon, Gina.
Good morning, how are you?
Not too bad. Oh, morning. Sorry, Fear. Sorry to wake you.
I'm up till 5 o'clock.
Oh, God, love you.
I don't know what time of the day it is.
Why are we up at 5 o'clock?
Because I have a toddler who
all
likes
right.
to do gymnastics.
Well, there you go. Right. Well, then you're at the sharp end of this, so you'll know. When they're toddlers, though, like, do they really know what's going on?
Yes and no. I mean, my little fella, he's three and loves to get involved in the kitchen. And I think it's more about play and getting them involved in just textures and smells and different things like that. So ultimately, once we make it and it's finished, he realises, oh, you know, I've helped with that. But I mean, I think initially it's all about the fun factor and just making it a bit of crack for them.
Yeah. So, but like, can a three-year-old or even, because Jamie Oliver is saying two-year-old should do this, and now this is because he's brought out a book, a kind of a pop-up book, which is kind of a clever idea, I suppose. Are they making, do you think, that connection between that we're making something that I might eat later on?
Absolutely. I mean, when you're going through all the steps, and then, like, I think the initial thing is if you're involving them in a dish, make it something quick because they lose interest very, very quickly, and make it something simple. So if it's only a 10-minute like snack or something like that, they're watching it from the start to the finish, and then you're handing it to them at the end, and you know, you're like, look what you made. And you know, my little guy is always, ooh, wow, and I think he does get it. He gets it.
Yeah. Okay. And so what can you make in 10 minutes that you can then serve up to them?
Well, for us, it's all about snacking, because you know yourself, if the kids just want to eat all day. So we do things, simple things like pizza subs. So it's just getting a French baguette, adding marinara sauce, putting some pepperoni and cheese and popping it in the air fryer. And it's ready in 5 or 10 minutes, and it's quick. It's keeping them interested. It's giving them tasks and, you know, letting them smell the different things. So that's a really nice, easy one to do.
Yeah. And so what kind of tasks would you give them?
So for his age group, so first of all, you have to be prepared that it's going to be messy, it's going to be dirty. So we would do, I'm not really much of a baker, but I do try. So like stirring in the eggs into flour, getting them to cut out shapes with cookie cutters, cutting up. We have little children's safety scissors and knives as well. So I give them herbs, or I give them apples or carrots, and then I'm, you know, chop them up or break them up. And it's great for his sensory. So he's getting to feel them, he's getting to smell them. We do it by counting. So we talk about the how many pieces we're doing, the colours that are there, and getting them to smell them. So it's giving them an interest in food, but also maybe getting them to try things that he wouldn't have tried before.
Okay. And as in try to eat things he wouldn't have tried before.
Yeah, so like it's interesting. Like a lot of kids will turn their nose up at stuff and instantly think, I just don't like that because I don't like the colour of it, the feel of it. So when they're involved in it and they're hands on, I definitely with my kids, they would definitely try more things when they're making it themselves.
Right. Okay. Like, and so what kind of success, and does that stick, if you know what I mean? In that, you know, they played with broccoli and then they ate it, and then later, 2 days later, they'll eat broccoli.
I mean, I have two teenagers as well, and my daughter, we actually had a chapter in one of our books for kids cooking, and she was a very particular eater. So there was a lot of things that she just instantly said, I just don't like it. So when we were doing things like we were making tater tots, we were doing cinnamon buns, different things, which she, like, I don't make pastry, so we'd buy roll-out pastry. So that was an easy step. But definitely, like vegetables, she wouldn't touch them. So she does eat broccoli now. She does eat peas and she does eat carrots because of the encouragement. Because she's like, well, it's,
wow,
you know, yeah, it's celebrate. Like we always celebrate the efforts, not the results, you know. And
yeah,
and because we make such a big deal out of it. Well, look what you've done. You've made that yourself. She put it in her mouth. She might like it, or she might spit it out. But she, at least she's tried, you know.
Yeah. Okay. And also, can it be difficult, especially with a toddler that, you know, you have them there and you're giving them sort of safe things to do, but then, oh no, I want to use that big knife, or I want to stand over the stove.
Yeah, what I do is I set up a little station, so their own safe spot, and kind of mirror what I'm doing. So if it was a simple task, like if it was something baking and it was all just with your hands and safe utensils, that's fine. But if you were making something a bit more complicated that needed chopping, I would set up his own little balls, his own little knife, and say, look what mommy's doing, copy me, and encouraging him to kind of mirror what I was doing, you know, put the pasta in and smell the cheese and put your marinara sauce in. So it's key is to, you know, the safety first. And I think for small little babies, their urge to just grab things is huge. So make sure that they have their own little bits and pieces for themselves that's safe and they're not going to hurt themselves.
Okay, but like the little station you've set up for him and the pasta and the marinara that you've... Do you eat that one? Or
no, God, no. Would you? Absolutely not. He's probably wiped his nose 100 times. Takes bits up off the ground, so that's not going in anyone's mouth.
Okay, that's fair. I'm yes, my fears are calmed now after that. But at the same time, I know when they're two that they're really just copying, but like, is this an investment in the future? In that, you know, all kids should be taught how to cook, and also reach a point, maybe when they're teenagers, where off you go. You go and cook dinner for everyone.
I think so, 100%. I mean, life skills, eventually they all have to start feeding themselves. And as I know, my job now is a cook, but I had zero life skills growing up. My mother used to say, go on out and play with your friends. So I didn't know even how to cut up a turnip or do anything. So I found myself in my late 20s making tacos out of a box and reading the back. And now, my husband, I don't know how he's still married to me, because I was a terrible cook and because I was never shown and I was never given the encouragement. So my daughter, she's nearly 17. We've been cooking with her since she was very young. And she takes over the role of mammy when I'm not here, or if I have a son who's 14 who hates cooking but loves to be fed. So she's like, you know, I'll make you this and I'll make you that. So it's really lovely to see that. Now, I hope that he gets a few life skills.
Yeah.
But it definitely does give them a good start for their future. I mean, we all have to eat, you know.
Yeah, hopefully that 14-year-old does get the life skills. All right, as you say. Gina, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Gina Daly there, the chef and author. The one texter says, cooking is my time away from my kids. The last thing I want is them making a mess in my kitchen. I can understand that too. A lot of people actually might feel that way. My advice to parents is to teach your children to cook early, and that way you can share the load between you all. One of my teenagers is a brilliant chef, and the other one can at least fend for himself and make a good toasted sandwich or an omelette. And I suppose as a bare minimum, the fend for themselves thing is kind of a requirement, I suppose, that we should really be giving to all our kids. I have a 9-year-old who's a great baker. Her scones are delicious. I am the official taster and supervisor. Though somebody else says now, because this is on the back of a book that Jamie Oliver's just brought out, and this is true. I can personally attest to this being true. Jamie Oliver's 30-minute meals was also very misleading. Most of the recipes would take at least an hour. Absolutely. There's no way you cook those things in half an hour. Plus, also, he brought out one that had just 5 ingredients, but it was like, here's 5 ingredients, but there's 20 others that really you should. And they're things that are flown in once a week from Madagascar, you know, all that kind of stuff. Deirdre at the Cool Food School says, I teach kids cooking from the age of 2+. I use the term cooking loosely, but children can 100% get involved in the kitchen from this age, mixing, chopping with a safe knife, picking vegetables, making pictures with the peels of vegetables. Totally agree with Gina. Children need to be repeatedly exposed to foods to accept them, says Deirdre.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.